Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys this evening for joining us for On Fire to Inspire. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend your time with us, and for that, we're totally grateful. We don't take you for granted. So, again, thank you for joining us on On Fire to Inspire. Tonight's topic is Call to Inspire. That's what we're all about doing, is inspiring you, pushing you into your purpose and your passion. But before we jump in tonight, we're going to thank our sponsors for being a sower into this fertile ground. We want to thank Jesus on the Main Line by, it's a prayer CD by Valerie Lee. The CD was birthed out of a prayer line, a women's prayer line, entitled 15 Minutes with Him. These prayers will be a great asset to your devotional time, and they are available on Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, Google Play, and Tidal. Also, we have Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc. promotes healthy hearts through coaching, training, and healing. Their motto is to educate, train, care, and share. Book CPR classes, seminars, and much more today at www.threeheartsonebeat.com, and that's spelled out T-H-R-E-E, hearts with an S, one-O-N-E, beat.com. Or you can contact them at 678-754-7703. And their Facebook business page is Love Your Three Hearts, and that's L-U-V, your, the number three, hearts. We have Unique Expression by Design, where they make your ideas a true reality. That's Angelise Watson taking care of you. If you need anything customized from business to personal needs, T-shirts, mugs, pens, pencils, we have a lot of weddings and graduations coming up. So if you need things customized, Unique Expression by Design can take care of that for you. They're at uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, as well as they have a Facebook page under Unique Expression by Design. Afographics is your one-stop shop to your graphics, photography, and design needs. They do everything from flyers, banners, logos, business cards, letterheads, newsletters, invitations, photography, and websites. Visit their actual Facebook page at APHOGRAF as in Frank, X as in X-ray. Then we have Inspired Jewels for You, which is your affordable $5 paparazzi jewelry. Visit them at www.inspiredjewels4U.com. And finally, Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, your one-stop shop to your beauty and hair care needs, from natural hair, braids, relaxers, lock maintenance, quick weaves, sew-ins, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Thank you to all of our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Well, guys, we are back to tonight's awesome, awesome topic with our awesome guest tonight. The topic is Called to Inspire. And we have the one and only, the lovely, the talented, Miss Celinda D. Welcome back to the On Fire to Inspire platform, woman of God. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you, Aaliyah?
I am fantastic as well. Great and blessed and happy to have you on with us.
I'm excited. I really am.
Amen, amen. So, Linda, I know you're no stranger to us, but for those who have never met you, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Sure. I am Celinda Mumphrey, a.k.a. Celinda D., and I am an author, mentor, women empowerment speaker, radio talk show host. But most of all, Aaliyah, I am a woman of God who has finally figured out what her purpose is in this world, and I am walking in that purpose and doing just what God has called me to do. And when I tell you, my sister, it feels good. It's a great feeling to know what your purpose is here on earth. That's who I am. I don't have to put any other titles there, any comments, question marks, exclamation points. Just know that I am a child of God, and I am really, I'm so happy and excited to say that.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. And it's something about understanding your purpose and walking in it. It just gives you a whole new look on life, right?
That is so true, sis. So true. Definitely. Yes, ma'am. It's a great thing to know your purpose. And when you go through the fire, I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but when you go through things in life, you understand why you went through those things. As though people say, you'll understand it better by and by. You truly will understand it better by and by.
Amen, amen. The topic tonight is called The Call to Inspire. What does that topic say or mean to you?
Wow, that is an awesome topic. Call to inspire. I'm going to piggyback on something I was just saying. When you go through the fire, you realize that it was for a purpose. Your pain was for a purpose to push you out there so that you will be able to walk in the promises that God has for your life. And with this title, when you told me what it was, I'm like, wow, call to inspire. I thank you, God. I thank you, Aaliyah, for you. It's exactly that, call to inspire. I feel that that is what God has called me to do, to inspire those who have given up, who have gone through so much in their lives and feel like there is no way out, there is no other way, just ready to give up. Because I tell you, the life that we're living in now in society today, it makes you want to give up. But if you have someone that's pushing you, somebody that's praying for you, somebody that's by your side and saying that you can make it, especially when you've seen someone else go through it and know that they came out, then that's the inspiration behind it all, saying that you can't come out of it yourself. So for myself, I definitely am that type of person. I want to inspire everything, the dog, the cat, the frog, everybody, everything, to stand up, get out of that dead thing that's trying to pull you down, and walk in all that God has called you to be.
Amen, amen. You said the dog, the cat. I love it. You inspire everybody and everything, right?
Everything and everybody. Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Now, you just released another book on Mother's Day, so congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm excited about it.
Yes, yes. And what made you decide to do a release on Mother's Day?
Well, because of my mother is my backbone. I call her my prayer warrior, my best friend. She's my covering, just my everything. And because I work with women, with the women's movement, we go through a lot in everyday life as women. And I just wanted this book to be something very special for women, but it was definitely dedicated to my mother, and I thought that, hey, Mother's Day would be so befitting to allow this book to be released on that day, which is very special to her and to me by her being my mother. So that's why I did it.
Oh, nice. That's really sweet. All right. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Now, the book itself, can you give us the title of it?
All right, it is called The Heartbeat of a Woman. Yes, ma'am.
The Heartbeat of a Woman. And what inspired you to write this book?
Again, because I have the women's movement, and women, we have a tendency to speak with our heart. A lot of times we are trying to convey a message, but the words are not coming out right, or the words will not come out, because a lot of us have been muted in life by life circumstances, different experiences that we've gone through. And we are mute, and we can't really say what we are trying to say. So what we're doing is speaking from our heart, Aaliyah. And men, I've had several men to say this to me, why are women so crazy? Why does she act that way? It's because you're not listening to her heartbeat. And every situation that we go through, whether it's rape, divorce, and illness, your child's acting crazy, your spouse is cheating on you, some type of abuse, every situation or circumstance that you go through has a different rhythm, a heartbeat that's attached to it. And in this book, this is exactly what it's talking about, different phases, the tired heart, the broken heart, the let it go, let it grow, just so many different phases that the heart goes through that people, if you only took the time to sit down, really talk to her and listen to the rhythm of her heartbeat, then you would truly understand why she does the things that she does and why she says the things that she say.
So it sounds like it can help some women, but also it can help some men understand the women.
There you go. That's it. I tell you, I get the question all the time, why does she act like that? Why are women so crazy? Hey, and also in the book, I say, because of you. It's because of you. A lot of us, yeah, it's funny, but it's the truth. Women feel that they have to compete because they want the men, they want the position. So we feel that we have to compete and compare among each other. And then you have those who have been hurt by their fathers. You have those who have been hurt by maybe uncles, husbands, boyfriend, and that damage has been done to them. And it's like something they really can't get over, and it damages the heart. So a lot of that abuse and the heartbreak, it really starts from within by those that are closer to them. And so that's why I tell the men, it's because of you and because you have not taken the time to sit down and explore the things that God has put inside of her, because our heartbeats as women have become one with God. And when you get our heart, you're getting God's heart too.
Go, girl. All right. Now, how can this book, The Heartbeat of a Woman, help a woman? How can it help her?
Okay, there's a chapter in here called The Betrayed Heart. And with The Betrayed Heart, I'm going to tell just a little bit about it, especially for those that are listening in. I went through a situation where I had a person I thought was my best friend, and she betrayed me. And so as women, we know what it feels like to hurt because you're another woman. You're a woman, Aaliyah, so you know what hurt feels like. You and I have talked a lot, and we both know what pain feels like. Therefore, if you've experienced pain in your life, why would you hurt another woman? So this book speaks to a woman, allowing her to know, again, this is why my sister acts this way, and I, being a woman, need to understand her. I need to be there for her. I need to be able to speak into her, because if she's gone through this, let's just say she's gone through a divorce, such as myself, you know, we've been through that, and you're able to relate to that sister at that time. You're able to speak back into her, because some of us, when we go through the divorce, we're ready to give up because that's all that we knew and our whole life was centered around that man. But when you have another woman that has gone through that situation, that heartbeat that she's had, it becomes one heartbeat with her sister, and she's able to speak into her. So it really helps women out to understand each other as well, because I've seen situations where women are arguing, really talking about each other, just so much that we do bickering as women. But it helps you to understand, okay, this is why she acts that way. And I understand now because she's been hurt, because her father hurt her, because her sister hurt her, or a boyfriend or her child hurt her. It just really helps us to understand each other much better.
Amen. Now, What's the mission? Because you actually have the Removing the Bandages Women's Movement. What's the mission behind Removing the Bandages Women's Movement?
The mission behind it is that we come to speak life to everything that lies dormant within our sisters. Everything that has fallen on top of her, again, there goes that mute heart. When we go through something, we have a tendency to dress it up with makeup, with hair weave, with jewelry, even with another man, going from man to man, because we're trying to get something to fill that gap, to fill that hole, that wound that we have on us, and we're covering up with bandages. So what we do, my team and I, is we talk to women. We speak into their lives. We pray with them. We don't leave their side until we know hey, sister, you have made it out. Now it's your turn to go and help another sister come out of what she's going through. So we're helping them to remove those bandages, get real, be healed. But the thing is, you have to acknowledge that you are going through something. You have to acknowledge that there is a wound there. And when you acknowledge that, then that's when the real healing can begin. So we have different conferences. We have what we call the RTB Winning Women Award Ceremony, where we award women who have really removed bandages mentally, physically, psychologically, in every way possible. We want them to know that we are here for you and we see you. We thank you because you have decided to come out of that thing that tried to kill you, and now you are walking in your purpose and you're letting other women see, hey, I made it out, I took the bandages off, so I want you to do the same thing.
Amen, amen. So you are speaking life into other people. You're helping resuscitate some people who are walking around dead.
Exactly.
Yes. You know, I've spoken with so many women and men, because many, you know, my platform speaks to both. And many times you have people reaching out. You know, they've been through this, they've been through that. But when they have, they can actually relate to someone that has been there, they're like, whoa, hold on. So if God brought you through it, then there's a chance that I can get through this thing that looks impossible. So I love that movement. I love it.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. It's growing. I've seen it grow from just myself, and now I have about, I think it's like 9 other women that are on the team with me, and we all live in different states, okay. And it's just a blessing when we come together and the way that God has brought us together. Even my prayer line, every other Tuesday I have a prayer line where ladies call in from different states, and we pray, we talk, we remove bandages. Last night my team and I, we had a night of release. And it was so amazing because we were able to release things that we had been going through, but yet there again, we put the bandages on. We hide it, and we don't want to talk about it. No. But last night when we had that moment of release, it actually brought us closer together. See, every woman needs to know that another woman has gone through something in life and that she made it out. Because a lot of us just don't want anybody to know that we're going through. We're going to fake it until we make it. We're going to keep just bandaging everything. And I call us wound warriors, because we carry so much inside of our womb as women, wounded wounds. And that's what we walk around in every day. We're wounded on the inside, but we keep that thing inside of our wound, and a lot of us end up taking it to the tomb with us.
Wow. Wow. They take it to the tomb. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, well, we definitely want to help them get healed so they can walk in their healing and understand that it's there for them. It's for them to understand that they're already healed. And my apostle puts it like this: you're healed, you're just defending your healing. I love that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
What's the backdrop of the movement?
Definitely. The backdrop is called the change of art. Aaliyah, if you are in a place in your life and you do not like where you are, then you have to do something to make a change. You have to move. You have to move things and move around and to become the person that God has called you to be. And when I say change of art, art is a beautiful piece of work. So God has created all of us beautiful and unique in his own way. And with that being said, a change of art, if you are going through something in your life, A, you have to first acknowledge that there is a wound. You got to face that demon, that problem head on. After you have acknowledged that thing, then R, you have to remove the bandage off of it. After you've acknowledged it and removed the bandage, then you have to treat the wound. After you've treated it, then you have to take your life back. That is the change of art. Once you go through those three phases, acknowledge it, remove it, treat it, and then take your life back. Then you will become that whole person, that beautiful piece of art that God has created you to be. That is the backdrop of the movement.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. They're moving from a place of being wounded to a place of wholeness and healing. All right.
Definitely.
Amen.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of times people don't want to acknowledge that there is a problem. They want to hold on to, well, you know, walking on forgiveness for the most part, but what they fail to understand that holding on to that is only crippling you.
Exactly. It is. It really is. And even grudges, when we hold on to it, you have to let it go. You have to forgive people because it's not for them. It's for you so that you don't miss out on your blessings. So, yeah, you definitely have to take those bandages off.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, and amen. Wow. Now,
I know firsthand.
The book itself, The Heartbeat of a Woman, the book itself, what chapter do you identify with and in the book on a personal level? Which one that speaks to you the most and you can really identify with it?
Oh, my goodness. You said which chapter? Well, first of all, I will say all the chapters, I can definitely see myself in them, and that is why I wrote the book. When I wrote it with my heart and not my head, so I could feel what I was writing. And even as I wrote the book, I started crying because my heart has been broken. My heart has been sick. I've been betrayed. I banished my heart. I've been through all of them. I think I would say mostly the tired heart. Because you come to, let me just say this, the tired heart. I spoke with a young lady on Friday night, and she said to me, I've been through relationship after relationship, and that was me at one time, Aaliyah, trying to figure it out and trying to figure out why it was not lasting, what was going on, what was wrong with me. And then on top of that, just other things piling up on me as well. And when I listened to her, she said, I'm just tired. She said, I just want to be happy. That's where I've been in my life, even in my marriage, fighting through infidelity, wanting to be happy. I waited for a long time to be with someone and do things the way that God would have me to do them because I'd done things out of the will of God for such a long time, and I just wanted to be pleasing to God. But I got tired. Throughout the marriage, tired of getting sick, because sickness can come from those toxic things that we allow in our body and in toxic people that are in our lives. And it was a lot of toxicity in my life because of him.
Uh-huh.
And I just began to grow tired. I couldn't tell anybody. My mother, she saw it on me. Other people saw it on me. But sometimes when you are in the midst of something, you are the last person to really, really see it because you are walking around in that denial state. So I was really denying a lot of things. So I was sick in my body, sick in my heart, and just sick, period, in a sick marriage. So the chapter, The Sick Heart, I can definitely identify with that. And we have so many women that are sick. And I don't mean physically, but mentally as well. We're just sick and we need a healing. But so often we want to stay out there in the waiting room of at the hospital and not go inside of the emergency room and allow the surgeon to do what he needs to do so that we can be healed. In other words, we don't want to walk in and allow God to heal us because we've become so immune to what's going on in our lives that it feels natural, it's normal to us. But I just want every woman to know tonight you deserve to have a healed heart. God wants you to be healed. God created you to be happy. He promised us life and life more abundantly. And it was not until I really discovered that and really started to figure things out that I deserve more, sis. I deserve more. I deserve all the happiness that God had for me. And I couldn't keep it on the inside anymore because it was literally killing me. I mean, literally killing me. So I had to realize that I deserve more, and I had to love myself more. So I definitely can identify with the Sick Heart chapter.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So we're going to talk about some of the actual chapters that's in the book, the titles of some of the chapters, because someone can relate to it, one of the chapters. Your first chapter was the Betrayed Heart. Is that right?
That's true.
And then you
That's
go into the bandaged heart.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you go from there into Let It Go and Grow.
Right. Mhm.
And then we move into the Fighting Heart.
Yes.
We move into the Broken Heart. And we move into the Head and Heart Collision. Now that right there, the Head and Heart Collision.
Amen.
I want to ask about that one.
How come I knew you were going to stop at that one? The head and heart collision, my sister. That chapter there, again, I can identify with that one because, again, I always say this, we rush into relationships as women. I think we kind of rush in a little bit more because as little girls, we grow up playing with our Barbie dolls. So we're trained at an early age about family. I was looking at my little niece this weekend, and she was playing with her baby doll. And then she even talked to me, when I have a baby, I'm like, oh, my goodness, let's not talk about that right now. So we're trained as little girls to be family-oriented, that's how life's supposed to. We go in with our heart. And we're not really thinking. And another thing is I told a panel on Friday night that as women, sometimes God has sent the man in our life as an assignment. We want to hold him and not heal him. And when I say that, we have to know the difference. What I mean by that is we are to speak healing over him. Maybe God has dropped something inside of us, or maybe there's something God wants us to tell that man, but yet because we desire to be loved, we want to be wanted, that we rush in wanting to hold him. That may be our assignment. So we're rushing in with our heart, and we have to know when it is our time and when it is our turn. And so when that heart and that head collide together because you're not really listening, you just know you want what you want because your heart is feeling empty. You've seen everybody around you get married. You've seen everybody around you in relationships. You want what you want, and you want to be happy because you feel like that is what's going to complete you. So your heart goes rushing after that. And the head and the heart have a collision. And most of the time, the heart will come out on top. That's what that chapter is all about.
Okay. The head and heart collision. That is. When I saw that chapter, I was like, wow.
It happens. It definitely happens.
That's true. And you know, when you were talking about the chapter of the fighting heart. Tell me a little bit about the fighting heart. Where are we in that chapter? How do we see ourselves out there?
The fighting heart is a woman that's going to fight for her family, for her true friends, and for her finances. Whatever she's got to fight for, she's going to fight for it. And if you don't believe me, then you try to cause harm to her children, and you're going to regret the day that you did. Anything that she loves, anybody that she loves, you cause harm to that person or thing, you got a fight on your hand. So that is about the woman that's had to fight all her life. She's fighting for love. She's fighting for those that have hurt her. She's fighting to prove who she is in this world, that she's not just a sex object, that she is somebody. She's constantly fighting. It's like you never, ever give up. You got to fight for your life every single day. And we have several women out there that's fighting for their lives every single day. You even have to fight the person that's fighting you. Sometimes you're fighting yourself. And you have to ask God, God, save me from myself because I'm just tired of fighting. So there's a lot of fighting that we go through with that fighting heart.
Wow. Now, we're going to open up the line, see if we have any questions or comments from any of our listeners. At this point, did you have anything else you want to share before we do so?
Oh, let's go ahead and talk to our listeners. I'm excited.
Okay. All right, great. Guys, if you have a question or comment, if you're listening online, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178. Now, if you're already listening by phone at that number, press 1. And we'll bring you live to ask a question. If you have a comment. All right, we have a caller. You ready?
Oh, yes.
All right, welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, this is Heather. How are you?
Great.
Hi, Heather.
Hey. I had a question. I pretty much know, but I want people that are listening in to kind of get a feel of the book. And so my question is to Celinda, is there an audience that you specifically wanted to reach out to? I know for women, but younger, older, everybody, can you kind of go into that?
Definitely. I would say this book would more than likely pertain to around the age of, Heather, I would say it would be a mixture because now we have younger girls that are going through so much as well.
Yeah.
They're having a fight. They're having sex earlier. They're in relationships. Some of them I talk about being raped by the father in this book. We see that a lot. Things that we don't like to talk about, and there is a lot because we're told so often, don't talk about it. Whatever happens in this family stays in this family. What happens in this house stays in this house. And we don't talk about it. It is what's happening, as I stated, those are those wounds that we carry in our womb to the tomb. And actually, those things kill us sometimes. The secrets that we have actually kill us sometimes. So you need to remove those bandages. So I would say it's for a mixture. Young girls, middle age, older women, because what happens is broken girls end up being broken women. So we need to stop the cycle. We really need to sit down and have a conversation. Women really need to talk to each other, and they need to get out whatever it is that's going on in their life. We need to talk about it.
Yeah, you're right. Great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for dialing in and listening.
Thank you, Heather.
Supporting.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, like you said, all age, this could actually affect all age groups. You know, talking to women, talking to men. A lot of men don't talk about abuse, but a lot of them have been through it, be it verbal, physical. You know, you even have men who have been physically abused as young kids, you know, by auntie, grandma, mama, you know. But they don't tend to talk about it that much because they were told, like you said, keep your mouth closed. You know that. So, for the person that has that is their background, their history, and they're ready to walk in wholeness, walk in healing, because so many of them are they're suppressing all of that, and it's literally making them sick in their physical body. What would you say to that person?
I would tell them, you are not what happened to you. You do not have to take whatever happened to you and attach it to who you are. You did not do it. That's not you. You are not what happened to you. God created you in his image, and God did not make any junk. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be whole. And I'm speaking to someone right now because someone may be listening, as you said, Aaliyah, and you would be surprised the amount of women that I talk to, even some men, that have really gone through abuse, and they have been abused by their father. Sometimes the first hurt that we endure comes from the walls of our homes, those people that are supposed to protect us, those people that are supposed to love us, be that umbrella shielding us like it shields the rain. But yet, as we both just said, we're told to just be quiet. You better not tell. Mm-hmm. It's happening now as we speak, and it really does bother me. It touches my heart in such a way when I hear women say it or I hear men say it, yeah, this happened to me. Yeah, my father did this. My brother did this. A close friend of the family did this to me. And you become shut down. And what's happening is that sickness that's on the inside of you, you're hiding it, hoping that the person that you do say I do to will not discover the pain that you are living through. But you have to live with it. It's time for you to go through the change of art. You got to acknowledge it. You got to remove the bandage, and you got to treat it and take your life back. You deserve to live. You shall live and not die. You are not that thing, so don't allow it to be a clothing item on your body. Don't allow it to lie in the bed with you. Do not allow it to become attached to your name, the first name, middle name, nor the last name. You are a child of God, and you deserve to be happy. That's what I want you to know, whoever it is that's listening in tonight.
Amen. I love that. And not attaching your name in any way. I love it. Absolutely. Guys, if you have a question or comment, press 1 at 929-477-78. We'll be happy to bring you up for any questions or comments. You know, understanding what your giftings are, and you know, you have a strong gift of exhortation, and you're a great encourager without even trying. It's just a part of who you are, a part of your DNA. And so I just commend you for being obedient and helping others in that healing process. You know, you're healed. You just understand to be healed and walk through the art. What?
Amen.
Okay, you ready for the next caller?
Yeah, I am.
Welcome on Friday and Star. Who do we have this evening?
Hi, good evening, ladies. This is Sharon, and I'm calling to say thank you to Celinda for sharing her message, and I share your heart on healing those wounds within the heart. Do similar work with women myself and couples, and I just wanted to say thank you because, as you know, that many of us are broken and we don't heal our heart, and many of us speak the words that we forgive and do not truly forgive or go through the steps. And as you said, sometimes, they, you know, people will say, just let it go, but it's more than letting it go. You got to work it out. I just wanted to say thank you for sharing with the work, and I look forward to collaborating with you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Aaliyah. This is Sharon, my three hearts, one beat. Take care
now. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're so welcome. Thank you for this month. And I had her on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I tell you, you're basically confirming it. Actually,
all right. Okay. One love.
Illness is based on it. So, I tell you. Yes. So I tell you guys, this has been beautiful. So for the person that has said, you know what, I hear them. I hear what they're saying, and I'm ready for this. I'm ready through the art, you know, the art process, all of that stuff. How do they get started with this process through you and your team?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question, Aaliyah? You were breaking up a little bit.
I'm sorry. How do they get started with getting this process started with you and your team to help them get through the art process?
Well, yeah, you can reach out to me, Celinda. I am on Facebook, and I'm sure you have the information up for Leah as well. Definitely reach out to me, Celinda Mumfrey, on Facebook, or Celinda DLLC. You can send me a direct message or also an email, CelindaD@gmail.com. Reach out to me, please, because you don't have to walk through this thing alone. And, again, I do have a team where we come together and we talk to you, we love on you, we pray with you, and we're there for you as women. Aaliyah, this book has really, when I wrote it once again, I was going through, I lost a friend just recently, a very, very dear friend to me. And it broke my heart because it was unexpected. And I talk about that in the book, too, a broken heart. So that is one way that we can go through brokenness, a broken heart of someone that leaves you. God takes them away, but we know that they're in a better place. And, again, the book itself, you being an author as well, as I was writing it, I thought to myself, I should put more in this book. I should put more. It's probably one of the shorter books I've ever written, but God wanted me to say what I had to say in this book. And by the way, this is part one, and part two is going to be like totally awesome. But I know I'm skipping around a lot, but God is just having so much in me right now because I know that there is someone that's listening in. As my sister Sherry just said, there's somebody on here. You're going through something. You don't want to talk about it. You're getting black eyes. You're getting busted lips. You've been raped by your father. You've been raped by your cousin, your brother. You've gone through something, maybe an illness in your body. You don't want to talk about it. There is somebody listening on this call that is truly going through something, and you're wearing bandages every day. and you find yourself in relationships. Maybe it's a relationship with a man. Maybe it's friendships. Maybe it's your work with your coworkers, and you're just going through the motions. And people are trying to figure out what's going on. Heck, you're trying to figure out what's going on yourself, and you don't even know. But it's the things that's going on inside of the heart. It can easily cause your heart to flatline. And that's just like the disease cancer. It's not always cancer itself, Aaliyah, but it's the people in your mm-hmm. life that can be cancerous to you. So those things that we're taking inside of our heart and we're holding on to it and we're living with it every single day, we're just carrying it around. Your heartbeat, mm-hmm. you're about to flatline because you're trying to hold on to everything and everybody. As women, we have to be everything to everybody. We have to wear multiple hats. We are like a chameleon. We got to become whatever that situation mm-hmm. is at that moment. That's who we have to become. But it's time yes. for us to let it go and be healed. We have mm-hmm. to learn to depend on each other. The enemy, every single day, he's a trickster, and he's using all his tricks to bring us against each other as women with the comparison, the competition. He's using it. You can look on social media, TV, all these different things that we're watching and seeing is how he used that against us, and it gets inside of us, and we don't want to release that heartbeat to anybody. We want to keep it bandaged. We want to keep ourselves isolated, but we need to let it go. We need to let it go because we're losing too many of our sisters, too many. It's time to allow even yourself reintroduce yourself to yourself and listen to your own heartbeat before you give your heart to somebody else.
Hey, hey. So the caller, you ready?
Amen, I'm ready.
Amen. Welcome on Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, my name is Kim, and I just wanted to say that I'm enjoying listening to the program. And I just ordered a copy of the book, order number 10042. So if
okay.
you see that order number, that's me. And my
Thank
name
you.
Is Kim again. So I'm hoping that you can autograph the book. If you can't, that's fine. I'm still looking forward to reading it.
And Kim, I will.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to say thank you for tuning in, Kim, if I may. Thank you so much, my sister. Now, I pray that what I am singing tonight is touching home in some kind of way where you can identify with everything that's being said.
It is.
Amen.
It is. That's why I bought the book.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you
Amen.
So much. Thank
Amen.
You, Aaliyah.
Thank you so much for listening in, Kim. You're welcome. We have another caller. You ready?
I am.
Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have? Hello, welcome on Friday Inspire.
Hi, this is Renita.
Hi, Renita.
Hi, Renita.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, my God. I'm so excited about your book. Oh, my God. Okay, so I will be ordering your book, but I want you to personally hand it to me. Yes, I'm totally excited for you, especially since this hits home for me. Being a survivor of abuse as a child and an adult. And so I'm so excited to read it and to just get even more filled. And I'm so excited that you took, you know, it takes a lot to share how your experiences and all of that and be so transparent about it all the time. And I appreciate that about you. And I'm just so excited about where I know God is taking you and your ministry. And so I just wanted to give you a shout out, let you know I was on the call, and then I'm totally excited for you. So thank you for having this call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow, that's amazing.
Shalinda,
you know what?
For those who are listening, text something through my phone saying, hey, where do I buy the book? So can you tell them where they can actually go purchase the book?
definitely go to my website directly. One of the sisters just said to sign the book. I will sign it personally. I will send it to you personally. And that's SYLINDAD.com. SelindaD.com. I will sign the book for you. Again, guys, for you that's listening in, this is just part one. I'm telling you, part two is going to be explosive. Again, it is one of the, Aaliyah, one of the shorter ones I've ever written. But I just had to get this message out there, the heartbeat of a woman, to get it flowing, to get our hearts flowing again. And I've already started on part two. I'm excited about it, but I just pray that this blessing, this book is a blessing to women everywhere, and you will find your heartbeat in one of these chapters and say, hey, that's me. That's me. That's my heartbeat. This is why I act that way, or that's why she acts that way. Even telling your husband, boyfriend, or whomever, this is why I act this way, because I've been through XYZ.
Absolutely love it. Let's see here. We got another call. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On Friday, Inspire, who we have joining us tonight? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
I'm Sistina. I just want to say congratulations to Selinda. I'm so happy for you, and I can't wait to read your book.
Thank you, Sistina.
This is my first time, okay? So, I mean, I'm not so much into, you know, the whole movement yet, but I'm slowly diving into it. And I'm really, really excited to read that book, because I feel like I could relate to it.
Amen. Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you, Sistina.
But thank you so much for joining us tonight, Christina.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys. We have some great feedback. And, guys, and I know this is, you know, it feels really good for people to be able to give you the feedback, because as the person is constantly pouring out, when they even give feedback, that's just so encouraging. So I know it's just blessing you. So, ladies, thank you so much.
Aaliyah, I'm sitting here. I kind of have tears in my eyes because I have such a heart for my sister. Mm-hmm. I love mm-hmm. my sisters, and I am truly about the women empowerment. I'm telling you, women, mm-hmm. we can raise a nation. God has given us the mm-hmm. power to birth a nation on the inside of us. He has given us so much power, but a lot of us don't know the power that we walk in. And so often we tear each other down. It's a hurting thing to be betrayed by a man, but when another woman betrays you, that, I think, is the worst, because she's a woman. She knows what a woman goes through. She knows the hurt that another woman endures. So that, I think that that is like the ultimate hurt that you can go through. So I really, my team and I, we really try so hard to impress upon women about that sisterhood, about loving yourself, about loving each other, taking the bandages off. Sometimes you just got to get naked and lay before God, and you just got to let it all out, take every bandage off. God, I've been hurt. I need all of my private parts healed. Everything that I have held private, I need it healed, because I want to bring those that are behind my girls mentoring program, Girls to Pearls. Our mission is to be winning women, and with the girls that are coming behind us, we want them to be whole women. We want them to understand and see what real whole women look like that love each other. And I'm telling you, we can change the world, and we are going to change the world. Aaliyah, you're breaking up a little. I can't hear.
I'm breaking up? How about now?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, women who are walking in their purpose, living a life of purpose, and just doing it, girl. That's what we're talking about. So they can get their website. They can get their book on SelindaD.com. and you have a girls mentoring program that is out of Cordele, is that correct?
Well, no. Well, it's based out of Atlanta, which is where I am, of course. But Cordele is,
okay.
I'm glad you asked that question. Cordele is my hometown. That's where I was born and raised, which is, for many that's listening in, is south of Atlanta, 75 South.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do, I like to give back to, you never forget where you come from. So what I do is
mm-hmm.
try to go back home and work with the young ladies there. So we take the program on the road. I haven't done anything in Atlanta mm-hmm. lately, but that is definitely on the radar to do some things. I have a huge event that's coming up July 19th through 21st with the Girls to Pearls. It's called Girls to Pearls All Girls Rock Event. We're going to have girls coming from
mm-hmm.
Atlanta, Macon, Osceola, South Carolina. It's just going to be a huge event where we are coming. We are teaching these girls about integrity, morals, character, values, how to stand in their in position as winning women as they continue to grow, how to love on each other, how to love themselves. It's going to be a huge event. I'm really looking forward to it. And we just want these girls to know that they are somebody. As I said before, even with them, they go through a lot at an early age. But you do not have to
right.
be that thing that happened to you. And that's what we want them to know.
Amen, amen. Any final words for our listeners?
Yes, Aaliyah, I want to thank you for having me on the show. I love you so much. I have to say this. I'm glad that our paths crossed. We met at the TV station doing an interview, both of us. And
4 years
I
ago
think,
this month.
Oh, wow. Really? Wow.
Yes, 4 years ago this month. Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. I'm so happy to call you sister. Yes, but
amen.
I would like to say to our listening audience, again, you are not what happened to you. I want you to walk with your head up high and know that God, once again, did not create any junk. It's time to remove the bandages. It's time to get real, and it's time to heal. Stop walking around with your head down. Stop letting people beat you down. Stop attaching yourself to those things that happen to you. Walk in the abundance of God. Be who God has called you to be. Be that woman of God. Sometimes you may have to stand alone. God said something to me earlier today, Aaliyah, about the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the inside. It's called an inside blessing. And I began to question him today, what do you mean inside blessing? He says, just like on
mm-hmm.
the inside, when you hear of a crime that's taking place, and they said it was like an inside job, it means that the person
mm-hmm.
that, when it was an inside job, the person was familiar with what was on the inside. So there is a person that's inside of you that you haven't acknowledged yet that is walking in power. And then you have that person that's inside of you that chooses to not walk in that power. The one that has the power is the more dominant one. So it's familiar with all things and everything that's going on in the inside of you. And that's where the blessing is going to come from, that person, the one that stands up when you let them out and let them walk in that power. That's where that inside blessing is going to come from, because God has already put everything that you need on the inside of you. So I want you to walk in it. God has so many promises for you with your name on it. Don't let nobody else get it. Now is the time. Our motto this year is to walk hard and walk heavy. And what I mean by that, every time you walk into a room, you need to walk like you are David that's going in there to slay Goliath. And when you move, you leave out of there walking hard and walking heavy, because your presence was in that room, the residue is still going to be there, and they'll know that you have been in that room and that God's presence was all over you. So walk hard, walk heavy, walk in everything that God has called you to be, and don't let nobody tell you that you cannot do anything. If you believe it, you see it, then you can definitely do it. Just go after my sisters. I want
Amen.
To see all of you whole. I want to see you whole.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. I love it. Absolutely love it, girl. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much for all that you do, pouring into everybody, because although you have a women's ministry, you pour into anyone that comes in your path. So thank you so much for being that vessel that God is using in this hour. We appreciate you.
I thank you, too. And thank you for all that you are doing as well.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure, my pleasure. So we look forward to hearing back from you on part two soon.
Definitely, definitely.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you again for joining us tonight. And tell everybody how they can follow you and get the book as well.
Okay, thank you, Aaliyah. You can go to, once again, my website. That is SylindaD.com, SylindaD.com. Guys, I'm also, we are on Twitter. It's at RTB Movement, which is Removing the Bandages, the name of the movement. Again, that's at RTB Movement. We're also on Instagram. You can find me at SylindaD, LLC, also Removing the Bandages on Instagram. You can email me, SylindaD@gmail.com, if you want to talk, you have any questions. On my website, you'll find everything there, the itinerary, anything that you need to know is on that website. I look forward to hearing from you all.
Amen. Well, congratulations in advance. Oh, you got another caller. We're going to catch them real quickly before we wrap up because I hate to leave anybody out. Welcome on Friday Inspire. What do we have with us tonight? I think we just lost them as we were adding them. Let's see here. It was a Virginia number. Oh, wow. We just lost them. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a Virginia number. I apologize. We lost them as we were trying to connect them. But we thank you so much again for joining us tonight. SylindaD.com. Guys, go out and get your book, The Heartbeat of a Woman, just released on Sunday, Mother's Day. Go get your copy because you see how passionate this woman of God is. She's called to be a voice to help heal you in this hour of everything that has tried to plague you. So thank you so much again. And how often do you do the show?
Do you mean the radio show? Actually, Aaliyah, I haven't done this show in the past 5 months. I actually had to take a little break from the show because my schedule has been, like, super crazy. But we will be starting the show back up probably sometime in June.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thanks again, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Guys, if you missed any of this wonderful, wonderful show tonight, you want to go back and listen to the recording. It will be available about 5 minutes after the show ends. We have some great, great things that are coming up. If you are in the Atlanta area, Atlanta Stone Mountain area, the Mom Biz Boss Net Worth Conference is coming up this Saturday at the Evergreen Marriott. I am the MC. I'm so grateful to be able to be an MC of so many wonderful business mom bosses. That is this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Atlanta Evergreen Marriott Conference Resort in Stone Mountain, Georgia. If you don't have your tickets, go out and take a look at Eventbrite. Get your tickets. Again, it's called Mom Biz Boss Net Worth Conference, and I am the MC. That conference will be on Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. at the Evergreen Conference Resort in Stone Mountain. Looking forward to seeing many of you there. Also, I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors. We had Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc., and you can reach them at www.threeheartsonebeateverythingspelledout.com, uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. We have a for grabs. All of our Facebook, all of our sponsors have Facebook presence. We have Valerie Lee with her Percy Jesus on the main line. And we have InspiredJewelsForYou.com and Rod's Hair and Beauty Bar. We want to thank each and every one of you for going into On Friday Inspire. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, you can email us at OnFridayInspire@gmail.com. And we would definitely be happy to help you get your word out about your business, your service, or your product. We thank you for listening to us tonight. We're here each and every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Friday Inspire. We love you, and you all have a great week.